Great Herbal Day.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Great Herbal Day. We are looking at renewal of our Sister Womb Wellness. And this is Dr. H.J., the Herb Lady. Looking forward to speaking with you, taking your questions.
A couple things before we like really get cracking.
Okay.
All this stuff.
Just around here.
And moving the chair, like
everything.
So it's okay. If you don't mind.
I don't mind. I don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the weed gardener, you know. Meaning
you.
That if there were some weeds over there, they look good too. Let them stay. Okay. Because I got to move around. My hair is going to be making clicks. There's nothing I can do about that. Calling now. That's what my friend is saying. Okay. I am ready. We have a caller. That is her. 301 Maryland, D.C. Yeah. Oh, okay. Do my intro. That way we got it. Okay. Great Herbal Day, herb lovers, womb lovers. This is Dr. A. Shea, the Herb Lady, herbsista.com. And this is Sister Womb Wellness. We have regenerated, renewed our broadcast. And we are so happy that you are going to join us with your questions and ideas and contributions. This is basically a sister circle in which we are supporting and adding to the wisdom of the herbal elders. So I am always willing to take your questions. And as you know, my phone number is 404-244-5565. You can always email me at info@herbsista.com. So we have someone on the line. Let's take their question. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. This is Barbara from Maryland, and I have a question about postmenopausal women. I listened to your talks and heard you speak about living with seasons and cycles. And what do you recommend or what regimen do you have for a woman who's postmenopausal when, you know, the cycles aren't that obvious anymore?
Right, right. Well, one of the things that I find that is pretty obvious is that even though we may not be emitting blood for that cycle, we still have the same emotions and the same feelings in our bodies. So you may still have your breast swell. You may still feel tender. You may even be tender feelings as far as your emotions and feel like crying or sitting alone. Whatever you have, the chocolate urges, whatever you used to do when you were having your cycle, you probably still have those ideas, but you just don't know what to attribute it to. So it is a different season. It's the season of, I would say, fall, because it is a good time of our lives, even though most people feel like, you know, they're done, but you're not. And I think one of the things, in addition to herbs, because I'm very much into holism and holistic living, so you do take herbs. I have some fine formulas for premenopausal women. And one of the things that we have to acknowledge and recognize, we are in a different season, so we need to live our lives differently. So say, for instance, when you had a list of 40 things that you had to do every day, you might want to cut it down to maybe 5 or 10, you know, and give yourself rewards as you go along, because, you know, you have put in the time on the planet to acknowledge your power and the fact that you do know how to do things, and you shouldn't be doing things the same way anymore. You should have things that are rather routine, that are not going to cause you as much stress. You also want to make sure you're getting enough sleep. You know, you want to get to bed earlier. You don't have to stay up and watch the news. There's nothing new on the news. It's the same stuff that's been going on. You want to also have a really good bedtime routine, which includes, you know, taking a bath, maybe burning incense to shut your house down. You want to, you know, have a cup of tea maybe. There are things that can help to soothe you into sleeping time. You don't have to be either awake or asleep. There's a lull in between both, you know. And you also want to cut off a lot of the toxic so-called friends and people who may have been hanging on all of these years. You know, part of healing ourselves and giving good self-care is removing toxins. And that's in all ways, you know, emotionally, physically, and mentally. And some people, you know, they've had their entire season with you and there's no real reason for you to still deal with them, mm-hmm. except that they're getting a lot from you and you're not getting anything from them except, you know, a lot of negative feelings, you know? Mm-hmm. So we have an entire protocol routine set up for women who are in their full power, because I feel like once you actually get into menopause and you're in premenopause, you actually know who you are. You mm-hmm. do understand what you like, what you don't like. And as me and my girlfriend say, you suffer no fools, you know? So it's time for you to really acknowledge mm-hmm. All of who you are and to start giving yourself a better life and treat yourself better. That's just a quick answer.
Oh, okay. So even though I may still experience the same cycles as I did with my younger self, my routine and my herbs would be different?
Yes. Okay. And, you know, actually what ends up happening is that our herbs should change every season. So we're taking mm-hmm. different things in September than we were taking in June or in May. You know,
okay.
So every season, everything changes. And then that's the micro season is looking at fall, winter, spring, and summer. When we're talking about menopause, we could look at that as a macro season. And you could look at that as going into menses as a young girl, you know, and having that be your spring. And then fully into your menses and having babies, et cetera, as your summer. And then when you stop your menses, that's your fall. And that's the micro seasons of a woman's life. So I would say that, you know, everything that you've done before, you will feel it, but you don't need to react to it the same way because you've learned. You're now a wise woman. You're in the elder wisdom group. That's what I
All right.
think.
Thank you so much for your time.
I thank you so much for your time. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank that you. Was a great question. And I think a lot of times women are somewhat hesitant to look at their different seasons. Everybody wants to be in the Hollywood image of young and vibrant and fertile. And so that causes a lot of problems. As I said, fertile, I thought about all the women who are having environmental issues based on womb issues. And those environmental issues come, and so they're not fertile. And those environmental issues come from everything from having fibroids to having cysts to having, you know, PCOS, and which is, you know, and BV, bacterial vaginosis. I mean, all of these letters, most of the people who are working with it, women who are dealing with this, they're very familiar with these letters. But because our life is based on reproducing life, most women feel that if they're not able to do that, they're somehow they're not a woman. And a lot of the things that we work on within the womb wellness and within the womb love cause and then within this circle is that you can and you are a creator, irregardless of whether you create children from your own body. You still use your creative womb energy, which is the core of your being, and that's what we're here for. This is one of the major reasons why I'm doing this. We are not really clear on how to recharge that core, and our wombs are the battery of a woman, and the core is something that helps you not only create babies, but it also helps you to create ideas and businesses and even the energy to get up and just kick it, kick your life into gear every day. That's where that energy comes from. And so in working with women who want to use natural methods to not only recharge their womb, but to heal their womb, it is important that we retain that organ because it's not just there for children. It's there for your life. So this is one of the things I want to talk about today is 10 ways to keep your womb. So since we started off on talking about recharging the battery, I want to kind of go in that direction first. One of the things that I noticed in reading, I was reading Toni Morrison's book, and it was going all into detail into how this group of women in this back country, how they basically had so many different types of women. There was one woman there who was very, very powerful and very energized, and all of the other women kind of looked up to her, and the men were afraid of her. And the reason being is because she totally understood her power, and she worked in her garden every day. Well, that image and that idea of working in your garden reminded me of my big mama and all of the grandmothers and how they would spend the best part of their day, which is early in the morning, out in their gardens with their big dresses on, you know, tending to the plants and putting vegetables, reaping the harvest of the earth, and being out there and recharging their batteries through their feet, through the fact that they have on these big dresses, big skirts with just, you know, nothing on under them, and all of that earth energy that is you running through the plants, all of that earth energy is coming right up into the womb. And having that come up into the womb, It absolutely helped that person to be everything that they were supposed to be. And so what ends up happening is because that woman was so connected to the earth, so connected to who she really was, she wasn't afraid. She wasn't afraid of the men in the town who ran everything. She wasn't afraid of her own power because it was constantly regenerated. She was exactly who she was supposed to be. And she didn't realize it, but that was one of the powerful places in her life. And the other women didn't know how she got her power. But I immediately noticed that and recognized it for one of the tenets of the wisdom of our herbal elders, which I practice and which I work with on a regular basis. The other way to regenerate your energy and your life through your womb is sitting on the ground and allowing that earth energy to just emanate directly up into the entire womb area, right into the vagina, right up into the body, right into the body. And you notice the way you feel when you've been sitting in the park or on the lawn. People, they thrive on it. Everybody is running to go sit on the beach is another place. You know, you're practically naked and you're sitting on ground that has been here since the beginning of time. The sand is all broken down from the energy of the ocean, which is Yamaye, which is all-encompassing, all-knowing. And that's what the ocean has been seen at by people from time immemorial. And we look forward to having this opportunity to recharge and just sit on the beach, sit in the sun, sit in the water. All of these are regenerative ways for the body. I know I'm a beach baby. I love it. So in talking about the best ways to keep your womb, that is one of the number one ways to keep your womb, is to regularly indulge in self-care, which is sitting on the ground, sitting on the beach, those types of things. That's how you regenerate. And I also have some exercises that we do for women who are in the city, in their offices, and that type of thing. Okay, but the other ways that you also able to keep your womb is the ways that you eat and the ways that you live on a daily basis. So let me just go down a little list, you know. One way is to avoid soy. Now, what we've done as Americans, we've taken on other habits from other cultures, and soy had been seen with the genistein as a way of putting in a particular hormone that you need when you are having hormonal issues. But for most of us, we're eating genetically modified soy, and we're eating way too much of it. For Americans, if a little is good, a lot we think is even better. So we got soy chips, soy cheese, soy burgers, soy everything. We're eating way too much soy. Even the culture that we're using, Asian cultures, they don't eat that much soy. They got a little bit floating in some soup or a little few chunks in with some rice and some noodles. They don't eat as much soy as we think. So we need to reduce the soy milk and all of that. It's just too much. A second way is avoiding eating all of the wings. I find that a lot of women that I work with, they have that have womb issues, they love those hot wings and all of those wings. Well, you know, wings are the way that the medicine is delivered to those birds, to those chickens who are kept in boxes and given a red light with 20 million other chickens. You know, they give them all kinds of antibiotics and growth hormones and all kinds of things like that. So if you're having womb issues, to eat the part of the chicken that has all the drugs in it, that's why you feel like you need to have wings every day. It's an addictive type of thing because of the drugs. So you have to eliminate the wings. And you can't even give yourself wings as a gift, as a prize, because you've been doing so well. You can't eat them at all. The other thing is to avoid the drive-through. Now, the drive-through is another place where you have food that is filling but not nutrient dense. So that's not the food that you'd want to eat. You want to eat more greens, green vegetables, kale, things like that, even power drinks, you know, protein and spirulina, all of the superfoods, chia, those types of things. You don't want to be out eating food that's been created and given poppy names that make you happy, you know. Some of the other things you want to do with working with maintaining and keeping your womb healthy, actually looking at your life and telling yourself the truth. I have a lot of women who call me and they'll say, well, you know, this, let me tell you a little bit about me. And then they'll get into their food routine about how vegan they are and how much chia they eat in the mornings and juice and all of these kind of things. And then they kind of ended up in the afternoon or in the evening and say, but I eat out every single day. I eat dinner out every single day. And I'm like, you know what? You just kind of blew that whole day. You're doing all of these great things, and then you're going out eating from somebody else's hand, as the grandmothers used to say. You don't know their habits. You don't know what they're doing, and they got a whole bunch of stuff in their food. And so all of these things you're doing in the morning, you just canceled it out when you went out to eat every single night. You can't do that. So you got to look at that. The other things are emotional somewhat, but you got to tell the truth and look at your life. I mean, are you happy? Are you really happy? A lot of times women, they're not happy in their relationship. So in all of their relationships, they hate their job, they hate their mama, they hate their husband, they hate all of these things, but they do it every single day and they never speak up. They never talk about, you know, you're getting on my nerves. This is not what I'm here for, you know? And they keep doing it, but they don't look for a solution, but they constantly complaining about it. You know, these types of things, your body, you know, we're talking about the mind-body connection, and your body understands what your mind is saying to you all the time. So when you're not happy, even though you have a smile on your face, you are creating a low-level stress that keeps you in a fight or flight response. So you always fighting or flighting. You're always doing one of those. That's a lot on the body. And so you will feel exhausted. You will feel like you're not getting enough rest, enough sleep. I mean, sleeping with the enemy if you don't want the man you with or the partner you with. You go on every day, you get up from sleeping with somebody you don't want to be with to going to a job that you hate. Come on now, that's your whole day, you know? So you want to look at how you're going to energy and the purpose that you've been given on this planet, in this universe, to good use. Do you think that you are worthy of just living in a place where, and in a lifestyle where nothing that's going on in your life is something that you want, but you keep doing it? Is that what you think you're good enough to do? If that's all you get? No, that's not all you get. Most of the women who are working with womb issues, they are spending 99% of their time doing things for other people and nothing for themselves. So this brings me to the fact that women need to have their own goals, your own personal goals, not soccer team on Tuesday, you know, church on Wednesday, da da da. No, not other exterior goals, goals that are sufficient and pleasing to you and satisfying to you, things that you need to do. So do you have weekly goals, daily goals, monthly, quarterly, yearly? Do you have a bucket list? Do you have things that you want to do in your life that's going to make you satisfied if you've had these things accomplished? And do you do that on a regular basis? It's important. Your body knows, and you get up every day with a whole different energy than you do now. And most of the time, women don't even realize it because they've been taught to sacrifice themselves to make everybody else happy. And not saying you can't be a good mother, just saying that you don't give every ounce of your energy away every single day to others, and you don't get anything, and then you wonder why you're mad. You wonder why you don't feel good. You wonder why you have womb issues. Your creative chakra, and chakras we'll be talking about again, but I'm sure you can Google it and you'll know more about it than I will next time we talk. But chakras are energy centers in the body. And the orange energy center is the creative chakra. It's in the womb area. And if you're not moving energy through that area by doing what your gut instincts tell you to do. You see how all this stuff is centered in that whole chakra? If you're not doing what you're being told to do, then you're not fully living and being the presence and the energy that you were put here to contribute to the universe. And the fact is that this chakra is just part of who you are, that creative chakra. It's not everything. What I like to say is that once you start acting on that inner voice and that intuition, which is what is your guidance, your universal guidance. Some people call it God. Some people call it the God voice, whatever you call it. But that little voice that tells you what to do, when you use that and you trust it and you follow it, then you get more of what you want in life. And you not always, if I coulda, woulda, shoulda. You are on task. You are on your task. And that's part of how we want to contribute to the universal flow. Your flow will get into the flow, and then you will find that you're happier more often than not, even if you got to try plan B. But have a plan A and listen and trust that voice. Listen and trust you. Listen and trust that intuition. So we're going to go more into detail as we continue. This is our first back in the saddle type of broadcast, and we'll be doing this regularly. I'd like for you to call in and also have your friends, etc., call in. I will give you that call-in number for next time. It's 602-753-1532. That's 602-753-1532. And I am very much a creator. I love being a creator. And one of the things I love the Spanish language. So there's a word, ovario, which means ovaries, which, you know, that's part of us as creators. It, you know, it means ovaries. So what I've done with that word, I recreated a definition for that word. And what it means now, in our case, is that I honor and recognize the creator in you, and you honor and recognize the creator in me. So we say ovario for all types of congratulations. You go. Ovario is our word. That's what we use, you know. So when you call and you say something that you think is fabulous, I'm going to say ovario. You're going to say ovario. We go to, you know, enjoy this creation. So I'm going to say to you, ovario, and I will see you next time. Have a great herbal day. This is Dr. Ashe, herbsister.com, and my phone number is 404-244-5565. That's 404-244-5565. I am herbsista.com, herbsista.com. Have a great herbal day and ovario.